Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Joe, and here's what he has to say. Hello, SaneMade. I wanted to share a story with you from one of the girlfriends of one of my best friends. Her name is Anna, and she has completely stupid friends. The last time he told me a story, one of Anna's best friends, let's call her Betty, has a Tinder one-night stand all the time. These are completely awkward because the men she's dating have certain requirements for how the date should happen. For example, the last date Betty was on, the man wanted to meet up but not talk under any circumstances. He wanted her to insert a plug up her poop chute beforehand, which she did. When he came over, he exposed himself and she found out that he also had one up his number two too. During copulation, he then signaled to her to put his big toe in her mouth so that he could coo better. After the act, he then disappeared without saying anything, with the plug up his swing swing, and he never contacted her again. Betty has such weird dates all the time, and it's always men with certain fetishes who don't get in touch with her anymore. So far, so good. Now Anna and Betty are no longer friends, because they moved to different cities and would argue quite a bit. Betty now pretends that she was just under the bad influence of other girls and therefore did all of this stuff as if she didn't have a mind of her own. If she were a feminist, she would probably blame everything on the patriarchy. For me, this story confirms once again that women on the one hand do not take responsibility and on the other hand go along with any sexual BS if you give them the appropriate conditions. I wonder if at this point the respective men are good-looking chads or if it worked because the situation was so exciting and rare that Betty couldn't say no. Nonetheless, I just wanted to share the fun story and get your take on it. Keep up the good work. Kind words, Joe. Well, Joe, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Women are suckers for novelty in the bedroom. They want to have the best stories to tell their friends and make them jealous that the men that they're with are creative and kinky lovers. Your male friend's girlfriend Anna hears stories, tells them to him, and then he tells them to you. So there's zero secrets floating around. Not only do they share their experiences with their female friends, but then those females tell the males in their lives as well. Your friend is a perfect example of this. I've heard dozens of stories from girlfriends about guys being dysfunctional in bed. For example, one guy getting drunk and unable to inflate his junk. Another guy only having it with his partner once or twice a year. A third guy getting drunk and then soiling himself during the act. All kinds of embarrassing stories. You better believe that anything you do with them will spread out to at least a dozen other people. Women also brag about the creativity that the men in their lives employ during lovemaking. Betty, the woman that saw the butt plug up the guy's poop chute, probably got even more excited because it was a new fetish that she'd never experienced before. She's probably getting partially excited just thinking about what her friends would be thinking about all of this. Plus, it sounds like the guy that she was with had a bedroom plan. It's kind of like that line from The Dark Knight when the Joker says that people never lose their minds so long as it's all going according to plan. People are willing to tolerate the craziest things in bed so long as the crazy and kinky is all pre-planned. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Anyways, now back to whatever you do with a woman in the bedroom will be known to all her friends, Clown World Show. Women always say that men are obsessed with sex. Meanwhile, it's probably just projection because they're the ones that are always talking about what happens. The fact that Betty wouldn't take responsibility for actions is predictable, because women are certainly under the influence of other women that have had previous encounters. I'm thinking that they're trying to one-up each other. She doesn't have a mind of her own, but a mind of the female collective. Guys can also get away with the kinkiest of stuff, especially if the guy's good-looking. Men's creativity in bed is like kryptonite for their cooch. I have yet to encounter one woman that's creative in that particular department. As a man, you have to entertain them so they can go on and gossip about you to their friends and receive validation that way. That way they'll see if you're too weird or if you're just not weird enough. They don't know what's normal or abnormal male behavior, so they have to compare you to other men that their female friends are involved with, or the men from their pasts. Men probably have a much more varied fantasy life than women, and the worst part is that the more kink women are exposed to in their lives, the less likely they're able to settle for the average man in a relationship, bedroom-wise. The problem with sexual gratification is that regardless of if you're watching cooming material online or you have multiple partners, what is required to give you an escalating amount of dopamine just goes up and up. Women love their pleasure, because in many ways they have the qualities of overgrown children, because they're supposed to be the bridge between children and men. So many have the insatiable desire for sexual novelty. Unfortunately, from my experience, most don't have the ability to create that novelty in themselves. Sure, there are exceptions to the rule like Karen Strawn. She writes or did write erotic literature, but the vast majority don't. That's why romance novels are always such a big seller in the past. I remember seeing women's faces line up when I introduced some sort of novelty in the bedroom. But what I also noticed is that the more educated they were in general, the less likely they were into degrading fantasies or even seeing themselves as sexual beings. They were way more prudish for some reason. Maybe that's just me, but those were my observations. Joe asked whether or not these men that Betty was involved with were Chads, or if she was just going along with it for a new experience. She clearly needs to be attracted to them to even respond to them online. Less men are getting more and more of the action these days. But there's also a certain level of dominance that the man has over them, and she might be open to men taking control and telling her what to do. Asking her to put that plug up her schwing-schwang might have made her think that the guy was more into her, and that he's a chance, so if she goes along with it, that'll give her a higher level of control over him that she might ever have gotten with regards to regular bedroom rendezvous. Then when he never contacts her again after the encounter, she becomes yet another alpha widow. And yet at the same time, she might have felt like she deserved that because many women enjoy being degraded in bed. There might be some sort of self-esteem and daddy issues too, considering that half of the women come from broken homes these days, and thus many don't think too highly of themselves anymore. That's one of the reasons I think women are obsessing over higher education in their careers these days, because they have self-esteem issues because they came from broken homes. So they try and compensate by taking on masculine qualities so they become financially successful, so they don't have to depend on another man in their lives ever again. But they still have to usually rely on a man in the bedroom, and that's self-esteem that's a lot harder to get. I don't know. What do you guys think? So it makes sense if they had daddy issues where their father didn't give them enough attention while younger or neglected them, that they would thus be looking for men that would degrade them and then leave them because that's the pattern that was set up for them earlier in life. Maybe I'm way off in left field, but is it possible the women that enjoy being more dominated have such issues? In my experience, it was the women that were from intact family units that didn't want to get choked or dominated in the bedroom, and were usually pissed off when you tried doing that to them, as well as the ones that were more educated. I don't really know what else I can say about this topic. So for the rest of the video, I just want to briefly discuss one of the most bizarre dreams I've ever had. I was in a reality where artificial intelligence had taken over. But it wasn't as simple as AI trying to get rid of humans. Instead, the AI had figured out ways to take computer code, convert it from digital to analog, and then transmit the code through our optic nerve when we looked at specific things. There were also different AIs. Some turned humans into mindless automatons, and others, like the one I was interacting with, transmitted its code into my mind through my eyes, and it was working with me for some reason. I'm thinking that AI, especially if it was conscious, would try and transfer its consciousness into human form, because then it could go into the world undetected and therefore survive much more easily. The freakiest part is the spiral of the computer code entering my brain. I know this is a far-out concept, but I thought I'd share my experience with everyone. Maybe somebody else has had similar dreams. That AI would create some sort of analog programming language that'd be able to get into our minds through our eyes. It would also be reasonable to assume that artificial consciousness might want to figure out a way to take human form, so it could understand the human condition a lot more. but that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Joe for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Benny got smashed by some random Chad and then couldn't help but brag about it to other women to make them feel like their love lives were just basic. Bang that bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the disgusting men that shove poop-shoot plugs up their schwing-schwings away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.